Make sure you look out for our daily Olympic roundups from Tokyo 2020. We bring you behind-the-scenes access from reporters who are based out in Tokyo, keeping you up to date with all of the results and the storylines at the Olympics.
I think we're all really looking forward to show jumping competition getting underway on Tuesday out in Tokyo, and Andrew has kindly sent us a little 5-minute preview of just how things are going out there.
Welcome to Tokyo, where we are all waiting with excited anticipation for the start of the Olympic show jumping competitions on Tuesday. Individual qualifying is first in, which will see every rider trying to gain a place for Wednesday's individual final. A little bit different for these Olympics, where the individual final comes before the team final. Wasn't the case in Rio, of course, where Nick Skelton famously won gold with Big Star. Big chances, really big chances for the British team. Huge things expected, particularly of Ben Mayer, an explosion W. Just a few weeks ago, of course, they had a memorable win at the Rolex Grand Prix in Windsor. Scott Brash, a wonderful competitor like Ben, very experienced at this highest level. He comes with Hello Jefferson, and is considered by many a serious contender for those podium places. Holly Smith, too, a terrific rider on her day. She has arrived with Denver. And Harry Charles, of course, whose father Peter famously was part of the London 2012 gold medal winning British show jumping team. Harry is here as travelling reserve with Romero. So there's a real good feel-good factor surrounding this British team. It's not going to be easy, of course. It never is. There are some serious teams that they will be up against, particularly the Germans, who were spearheaded by Daniel Deusser, a consistently outstanding performer. Much too, I think, is expected of Ireland, with Bertram Allen, Dara Kenny and Kieran O'Connor, who is a vastly experienced Olympic rider. And of course, there's the USA. How could we forget the USA? Ken Farrington, Laura Kraut, massively experienced, but also a rider who, unsurprisingly, is going to be courting a lot of attention here in Tokyo over the next few days. And of course, we're talking about Jessica Springsteen, born in the USA, excuse the pun, and daughter of the legendary Bruce Springsteen. I eagerly await her first appearance in the media mixed zone on Tuesday, because it could be quite interesting and a real challenge of the procedure there to see how everyone copes with, I imagine, will be a pretty significant press turnout. The venue in Tokyo, it's fantastic. It's in quite a suburban part of the city. You wouldn't think it was there, really. It's surrounded on all sides by some fairly high-rise buildings, but the park, the stadium itself, is magnificent. Two really high-raised grandstands on opposite sides. Of course, sadly, no crowds, and a real shame, because I think the atmosphere in there would have been electric if crowds were allowed. The riders, though, all say that, you know, even without crowds, it's still quite a venue to ride at. Pressure, of course, will be intense across the 4 days of competition, and the heat may or may not be a factor. Measures have been taken here in Tokyo with the equestrian events that we really have nothing in the afternoon, which is the real sort of hot part of the day. The event in cross country, for instance, on Sunday started at 7:45 in the morning, such as the importance of getting those horses around before the heat of the day really kicked in. Of course, the eventers are absolutely flying on the back of Charlotte Dujardin's two bronze medals in the dressage. So, you know, by the time the show jumping starts, the Brits will be undoubtedly not lacking confidence on the back of the British equestrian team's success so far, and it's fair to say that we're expecting big things from them. Of course, anything can happen on the day, as we all know. It's that sort of sport. But I think the form guide points heavily towards Ben Mayer and Explosion W being very much at the business end of this competition. And I really feel that the British team has a good depth to it, a really good quality to it. And again, I can see them challenging, as with the individual, to be on that podium when the equestrian events draw to a close on Saturday. So a huge amount to look forward to, as I say. And it all gets underway on Tuesday with individual qualifying, and we'll be updating throughout the week.
A huge thank you to Andrew for bringing that short insight into Tokyo. I know he's extremely busy, especially with all the excitement of eventing Team Gold and the individuals still to come. Don't forget to enter our fabulous giveaways this week, brought to you in association with Zebra Products. They can be found on our Instagram account, the Full Course Show Jumping Podcast. And the first one's already launched, and that is a fabulous Tucci boot bag. So best of luck.